The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Who here paid attention to the first reading? What was it about? What's it called? It was in Athens, but what's the place called? Areopagus. Okay, you were paying attention. I'm just making sure. I was just a check. You're good. All right. That's it. That's good. You're good. That's all I wanted to. All right. So, in that first reading today, St. Paul is doing what's called, I guess, apologetics. He's trying to evangelize and put up defense for the church and for the Christianity, and so he's trying to capture the culture that's there. I've got to tell you, he did a pretty bad job of it. Like, everywhere else it says the apostles went and preached and thousands were converted. But they don't tell us what they said or how they went about it, but the one time they do, in today's first reading, like, you get two converts that they mention out of the how many were there in the Areopagus. Anyways, but one of the things he starts to go on about is that, let me see, where was it? He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of the regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. That people might seek God and find him. Who made heaven and earth? God, right? Pretty simple. All right. My next question, why did God make heaven and earth? So that we can what? Live? Yeah, that's one. But what's the purpose of our existence? That's part of our natural purposes, I suppose. But what's, why did God himself create heaven and earth? That's why Christ died. Why did, so it's, you guys are in the right area, but from what we read in the first reading today, and which I just repeated, why did God make heaven and earth? Jesus is normally the answer to everything, yes, but not today. All right, so the reason I'm looking for based on the reading today is so that we might seek and find God. This is why heaven and earth are created, that we might seek out God, to look for him, to find him. And all of creation points to God, every single bit of it. The universe, the solar system, chemistry, physics, biology, all of it points to God. Let's see if we can kind of follow my line of thought here. By show of hands, how many of you know the rules to your classroom? I would hope all of you guys do. Now, who made those rules?
Our teacher.
Your teacher, right? Your teacher makes the rules for your classroom. You're shaking your head, no. No, your teacher didn't make your rules?
Yeah.
You guys, but, so somebody made them, right?
Yeah.
So the rules didn't just come out from nothing. They didn't just randomly appear one day. They were actually put together. Thought was put into them. There was some design behind them. which means somebody created them. And so the rules for you guys, I suppose, is a little different. The rules point to you guys because you're their creators. But for the rest of you, your rules in the classroom point to the creator, which is your teacher of the rules, right? Does that make sense? Okay. So now I want to find out, what are you guys learning in science class right now, or in your science studies? What do you got? About water systems? Tell me about one really quickly, the shortest possible answer you can give for it. Okay, so water, there's three states, right? So, or maybe four for water. But it goes from the liquid to gas, right? And so when it's in gas form, that's water vapor. Am I in the right area for that? Okay. All right. So water vapor, that whole process going from that liquid to the gaseous form, where'd it come from? What rules were designed? Who, like? No, but the rules, the systems themselves, we discovered them, certainly. But they existed before we discovered them. So who made them? God. All these rules, all the natural systems we have, what are you guys learning in science class? That's not helpful. So animals hunt in groups, so like wolves hunt in packs, or other animals, if they're not hunters, then they'll all still group together to try and for safety and stuff. Okay, cool. Who made the animals? God, right? And so in those animals, they point directly to God. So here we have natural sciences, when the basic states of water itself points to God, animals point to God. What are you guys learning in science class right now? Go ahead. Fossils? Did fossils just randomly appear on Earth, fully created as fossils? Where'd they come from? Dinosaurs, right? Where'd the dinosaurs come from? God. So everything in creation itself points to God. Everything. And so those are just three examples from what you guys are studying right now that point directly to God himself. The flowers out here. Every time you walk past the flowers on your way to school or in your own garden or the gardens here, they point to God. The sun itself, every time you see the sun, points to God. Every time you see the moon, it points to God. Every time you see a beautiful vista when you go on your travels on vacation in summer, which I'm pretty certain most of you are going on, when you finally get to the spot and you see the beautiful beach and the waves are just lapping at the beach and it's just like, oh, this is peaceful. That itself points to God. And so what St. Paul is telling the Areopagites in the first reading today, the people at the Areopagus, is that all of this, even if they don't recognize it, is pointing to God himself. And so what do we do with that? So now that you know that all of the stuff you're learning in science points to God, what do you do with that? You take it to prayer. You spend time with God to give him thanks for the beauty that you get to witness, for the intricacies. Because the further you go into science, the more intricate you'll start to see the systems that take place. Like in biology itself, some of the designs, it's absolutely phenomenal. The designs in the molecular level, it's like, how could this just randomly appear? This is actually from God. So I would encourage you to take what you learn in science and recognize that is it a gift from God that points back to our Creator, the person who created us, who loves us, who cares for us. And so that we can truly say with St. Paul that we have absolutely been seeking God that we might find him.